This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's
Third Watch. You're listening to Kyle One. Well, folks, a lot of times when we think there's no hope, you get a ray of light. You get a ray of hope. You get something breaking through the clouds that says, don't give up yet. And this is exactly what's happening in Orange County, California. An ad campaign in Orange County for the district attorney has a sign up that says, we're going to prosecute crimes here in this county. That's exactly, they say, we're throwing the book at criminals. I've actually seen these signs, to be honest. And at the very least, folks, maybe it's too little too late, but there are some pockets of people who are trying, I guess, would you call them a resistance at this point? A resistance against chaos, a resistance against total, crime sprees, a resistance against the, quote, new normal of just everything, just crime spreading everywhere. So I guess maybe it is. Maybe it's an actual resistance movement against crime. What do you think about that? Welcome to the future, everybody. All right, Kyle Warren with you, and welcome to the program. We've got so much to tell you about on the show this morning as we head into hour number two. We continue to rocket skyward, and the view of America is getting pretty great as we see all the states from our vantage point up in the stratosphere. 949-822-7959 is the number. This is 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right, so we'll tell you more about this in just a little bit. But I do want to tell you about this morning, again, this, as I mentioned, right before we climbed up to the top of the hour news. And that was that the lawfare is now taking more blows as they're trying to go against President Trump and literally do everything, including the kitchen sink. Well, this from Newsmax, the judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case on Wednesday dismissed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump, but many other counts in the indictment remain. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote in an order that six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, of course. But the order leaves intact other charges, and the judge wrote the prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. The ruling is a blow for Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, whose case has already been on shaky ground, that's to say the least, with an effort to have her removed from the prosecution over her romantic relationship with a colleague. That's putting it mildly, isn't it? It's the first time charges in any of Trump's four criminal cases have been dismissed, with the judge saying prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime. Well, what difference does that make? We're out to get Trump, for goodness sakes. I mean, this should just be, it's just a thing. All you got to do is write on a piece of paper, I'm indicting Trump, and then the judge is just supposed to sign it. That's just it. And it's just, fill in the indictment here, and what do you need? What indictment do you need? What would you like it to be? Then we'll just run it through. It's fine. That's how it feels, doesn't it? Being a little bit silly about that, but it's definitely how it feels, especially in light of the meticulous work that was done by the special prosecutor, Robert Hur, and how he's being vilified as some kind of political operative, of course, by Adam Schiff. Oh, and by the way, this is also, again, rays of hope, rays of light, and I don't know if it's going to carry over, if it's really going to finally mean something, but we're going to take what we can get, and we're going to nurture that ray of light that is happening right now in the state of California. Not only do you have a DA who wants to actually put criminals behind bars, I'm sure somebody will sue him for trying to do that at some point. But we do have, and I don't want to digress too far, but get this, folks. Did you know that Steve Garvey, the former L.A. Dodger, baseball legend Steve Garvey, this from Fox News, has edged ahead of Representative Adam Schiff in California's U.S. Senate primary. As of Wednesday morning, Garvey, former 10-time MLB All-Star, led Schiff by an incredibly slim margin of just 4,801 votes, with more than 5 million votes tallied, about 85% of expected returns. As Garvey says, as California's votes are counted, it's clear that our message of unity, common sense, and compassion resonates across the state. I'm deeply honored by the trust and support shown in these preliminary results. The article goes on, despite millions being spent against Garvey in the state's most expensive U.S. Senate primary election, Garvey's trajectory is remaining competitive to finish in first place. Just pinch me. Something's going on here, folks. I don't know. At some point, is it shift fatigue? Shift fatigue? Is that what it is? It could be. And if it is, fine. Fine by me. Maybe people have finally had it with Adam Schiff. And if he does lose, they'll say, well, it wasn't because, you know, he wasn't liberal enough. He wasn't far left enough. He's a bad candidate, you know. People didn't actually make a different choice. People didn't actually want to do something that had common sense attached to it. They'd, you know, who knows what they'd say. But right now, I don't want to be around Adam Schiff at this point, folks. I don't want to be within 100 feet of Adam Schiff, if you tell me. He's probably not too happy at this point. This should be a runaway for him. But it's not. It just shows you just how far everything has sunk. And the far left has, Adam Schiff's, the Adam Schiff's of the world, they got themselves to blame for that. But we'll take it. We will take it. Folks, stay right there because we are going to come right back here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the place to be. We're here 6 nights a week, by the way, everybody. And you can also hear us on the weekend show. Same place, same time. Only difference is weekend show is 3 hours long. The weekday show is 4 hours long. And but we have a lot of fun on the weekend, too. We really do. We talk about all the things throughout the week, of course, and we throw in a few things here and there. We have a lot of fun. We let our hair down more than we do perhaps throughout the week, if that's humanly possible. So we just have a lot of fun. We make you smile. We send you off into your weekend with a smile. So we hope that you can join us. And by the way, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. And also, we've got links there to the live streams. And you can check out GCNLive.com, that's GCNLive.com. If you're ever out of the area from where you normally listen, or if you just want to sort of take us with you, if you're on a trip and so forth, wherever you're doing, then definitely check out GCNLive.com. And as I mentioned in hour one, we've got some great changes coming to my home website where you'll be able to hear the program even if we can make it more convenient. That's what we're doing, and we really appreciate everybody at GCN making that possible for us. And so you'll be able to hear the program more conveniently on my home website, also take the program with you, and also listen to the program throughout the day as well if you simply want to hear the repeat of the program at a different time. You can do that, and then as soon as we're live again, bam, the program's going to come on live. Same stream, same everything, and we appreciate everybody at GCN very, very much. You know, they distribute the program out to our great radio affiliates. across the country, our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And again, we really want to thank them for their hard work and for their support. And once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And we're having fun this morning. I just want to follow up here real briefly. We kind of got sidetracked onto the Adam Schiff versus Steve Garvey thing, which is very cool in and of itself. Very cool. Again, I don't want to be anywhere near Adam Schiff at this point. I'm sure he's not a happy camper because, you know, by all accounts, he should be just running away with this. You know, Steve Garvey, what are you talking about? You know, this kind of thing. But, you know, Steve Garvey's been doing pretty good. I'm very, very, very pleased about that. But again, back to this thing with the Trump judge in Georgia, or, you know, the judge in the Trump trial in Georgia. This, again, has to do with Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney. And so, again, some of these charges were dismissed. They said they could refile them, but he dismissed them because, fundamentally, the prosecutors did not give enough detail about the alleged, quote-unquote, crime that Trump is supposed to have committed. So back to this Newsmax article, the six charges in question have to do with soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. That includes two charges related to the phone call Trump made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a fellow Republican, on January 2nd, 2021. All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, Trump said during the call. The case accuses Trump and 18 others of conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss in that state to Democrat Joe Biden. The nearly 100-page indictment, see, that's how serious they really are, folks. It's 100 pages long. The 100-page indictment details dozens of acts by Trump or his allies to undo his defeat, including harassing an election worker who faced false claims of fraud and attempting to persuade Georgia lawmakers to ignore the will of voters and appoint a new slate of Electoral College electors favorable to Trump. But I want to go back to this quote. All I want to do is this, evidently Trump said. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have. By the way, what does that statement mean? Okay, I mean, I'm sure that they're trying to interpret it in the prosecutorial sense to say, go out and generate for me 11,780 votes. Go out and, in other words, you know, conjure them up, as opposed to re-canvassing the votes that have come in. Because, again, this is why people say there's a recount, or, you know, in many elections, depending on the percentage of the victory, it can trigger a what? An automatic recount. So I don't know that this is Trump ordering somebody or suggesting to somebody to go and conjure up 11,000, very specific, 11,780 votes. But if there were 11,780 votes that turn up in terms of being miscounted, or they, in other words, for some other reason, there was some glitch. Well, now you've got that margin now of victory. And so I think that's what he was talking about. Very similar to when Trump said he was going to be a dictator. this never ends. It never does end, does it? With this thing about, I'm going to be a dictator only on day one. I don't know how many times I've talked about it on the program, but obviously he was being facetious. He was making like a play on words to be humorous about a very serious thing, which is also sort of a window into just his sense of humor. And by the way, it's not a sense of humor of, look, I just pressed the red button. Ha, ha, ha. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But some people have a very animated or colorful way of talking. I don't mean colorful in the profanity sense. I just mean that, you know, they make references or they say things in a funny, humorous way. Sometimes without trying, right? And it's always very interesting. Sometimes people will they're funny and they don't know it, you know, and so they'll say something and kind of wonder, why are these people laughing? But what they said was actually humorous. And I think that's what he said when he said, I'm not going to be a dictator. Well, except on day one. But of course, if you're on a different network, if you are a different ilk, if you're trying to create a different narrative, what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, see, he said he's going to be a dictator. Let's believe him, right? Let's believe him when he says that, if you're Hillary Clinton, right? And that's, again, the condescending sort of attitude that we get from the far left is really just out of this world. It just really is. And it's laughable in and of itself. And it, whether it's Hillary Clinton saying stuff like, you know, I believe him when he says he's going to be a dictator. I do believe, I think she said that she was overseas, I think, at a conference. But then you got Joe Biden. Will you debate President Trump? Well, it depends on his behavior. Yeah, see how condescending that is. But I do think it's deliberate. It's obviously, I mean, I think it's partly personality, but it's also partly deliberate. It's like they got around the table at the Joe Biden campaign headquarters or something, or in the basement of the White House, or, you know, the donut shop or something. And they all said, let's be as condescending as possible. Let's ridicule Trump as much as possible, because we've got so many in the media doing this. We've got a lot of people in entertainment doing this. So let's just jump on this bandwagon and we'll just act like we're all grown-ups. You know, we're all grown-ups, and Trump is like a little kid, and all the people that follow him are just, you know, kind of just sycophantic and so forth. And it really is insulting. It really is insulting. Because when you have John and Jane Q. Public across the country in the various, you know, highways and byways of the land, you know, they're not being sycophants to Trump. I really don't think so. You know what I think that they're doing? I think that they're looking at the world. They're looking at the state of affairs, not just internationally and on this larger picture, but they're looking what's happening at our country as well, more specifically. And they're saying, I can't believe where we've fallen to at this point. And I do think that they look to somebody like Donald Trump, who has taken every single attack and has not folded. Any other politician in the history of the universe, okay, I think would have folded at this point long ago. And the Democrat Party elite would go along their merry way saying, it's just another day. It was Tuesday and we got rid of another, you know, potential threat. And they're now a laughing stock, or they're gone and they're off the scene now, and they'll never try to run for office again. Not after what we did to them. You know, that's the way that they look at it. And I think John and JQ Public say to themselves, well, we need to do something. Maybe this guy is the one guy who can actually do it. So they're not sycophants. They're just tired of it. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming back. Bottom of the hour break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News update. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy their time as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. Opponents argue such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. A sizable gathering of pro-Palestinian demonstrators forced the closure of San Francisco's International Terminal Wednesday. Videos show vehicles obstructing entrance ramps outside, while inside hundreds are seen blocking gates, elevators, and escalators. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. And we're having fun, as we should be, as we are allowed. And we're glad that you're along with us here this morning because we have so much more to tell you about and talk about. And a lot more fun to be had here on the show. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, find out a little bit more about the program. Check out social media as well, Twitter and, of course, Facebook, and lots more right over there at kylewarrenshow.com. Glad to be with you this morning. Glad that you're there. And we're going to continue on here because we're continuing to see, of course, all these attacks onto Republicans because of, and the GOP in general, of course, because of what's happening at the border. This from Breitbart. Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, New York, of course, said Wednesday on ABC's The View that she believed after the border bill failed, Republicans were to blame for the migrant crisis. Right. Okay. Yeah, Republicans, now they just own the crisis. They just own it. Biden doesn't have to own it. Biden actually stopped everything that was actually working to a great extent at the border as soon as he came into office. You know why? Because it was all about stopping Trump. It was all about stopping Trump and whatever he did. If it had the name Trump on it, we were going to get rid of it. You know, that's a great strategy. That's leadership. No, that's just vindictiveness. Have you noticed the vindictiveness that is there against the conservatives or against the GOP? So Hochul said, "We are a nation of immigrants. I'm sitting here because my grandparents were teenagers in Ireland, leaving great poverty. My grandpa started as a migrant farm worker himself in South Dakota in the wheat fields. You know, we are a nation of immigrants. See, this is where it's sort of an insidious way of doing things. It's the setup. You know, we're a nation of immigrants. Well, of course we are. Well, that's what America's all about. People immigrated to America in one form or another. You know, many came from England. People came from other places as well. And, of course, a new nation was brought forth on this continent, right? As we remember the words of Abraham Lincoln. But the idea, of course, is that, you know, people would immigrate to the country in one form or another. They would immigrate, generally speaking, in a legal way. Okay? So, I don't know. I don't know if she expanded to say, and they came here illegally, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that she said that. But the setup is, my grandparents came here as immigrants, so therefore, we don't want, so therefore, to be up in arms about unfettered illegal immigration coming across the southern border 24 hours a day with Lord only knows who's coming in with people coming across the border. And I mean like ISIS or other bad actors, not people who are looking to come to this country and work in agriculture or come here because they're truly looking for a better life. Everybody understands those emotions. They understand those motivations. What they don't understand is an administration that turns its back on FBI Director Wray. This was the top story we had. It was on the Monday edition, I believe. You know, hey, we got people coming across the border that are part of ISIS, everybody. That is pretty significant. So maybe Governor Hochul needs to stop with this, this sort of mentality here and trying to stop. I mean, these are applause lines, I guess. Oh, yes, wonderful. Yes, well, you're so enlightened or something. But no, if you were enlightened, you'd realize that there's a difference. Governor Hochul, there's a difference between your grandparents and people coming across the border that are part of ISIS. I mean, I start laughing because it just seems to be so obvious. And, of course, it is obvious. That's why you have to constantly reinforce the narrative, right? She continued, fast forward to today, which is your question. We are doing the best we can to manage the influx, get people housing. It's very expensive. And the state of New York is in it for about $4.3 billion. I would like federal money. Well, we'd all like federal money, wouldn't we? Honestly. Yeah, is there a form you fill out or something? We could just get some federal money? No. I wasn't going to vote for Joe Biden. Then I filled out a form, and I got federal money. I got a 65-inch big-screen TV, and now I'm voting for Joe Biden. It's better than an Obama phone. I don't know. Okay, I know. I'm digressing into the world of comedy. But she says, I would like federal money. And guess what the federal money is, and why is it being held up? Hochul added, the Republicans in Congress and in the Senate said no because Donald Trump called him up one night, the night before they should have voted on this, to send 2,000 more agents. Folks, don't you realize that what's standing between us and total disaster at the border are Republicans who refuse to send 2,000 more agents? To do what, I'm wondering? What would their orders be? What would they supposed to be doing there? Would they be repelling people coming across the border illegally? No, I don't think so. I think that's an important point, to be honest. So she says he called them up in the middle of the night before they should have voted on this, to send 2,000 more agents, Border Patrol people, to the border. I need some on the northern border. By the way, we border Canada. Money for states like New York that would have helped us a lot, and we just have a different path of citizenship. And look at the asylum and whether it's too loose right now and the way it's being used and probably abused. So I blame the Republicans now. The mess was bipartisan before that. Democrats and Republicans have not successfully found a way to have a path to legal citizenship because the employers want this. Okay, there's a lot going on with that, right? But I'm telling you, folks, they're trying to hang that around the neck of the GOP as an albatross. And the albatross is squarely hanging around the neck of the Biden administration. And as we go through these next several months of the election season, I think Trump, as again, the presumed, because they both have the requisite delegates at this point, Trump has the ability and others have the ability to continue to hammer on this, because I think the American voter, especially when we go out there, we treat them the way they should be treated, you know, telling them the truth and, you know, being leveling with them, being honest. I think most people, and we saw it with Rasmussen reports, right? Immigration, the economy are now overtaking abortion as the big issues, because people see these things every single day in their community. They realize how expensive it is to go to the grocery store. They realize the issues that are happening because of the illegal immigration. Not legal immigration. I've mentioned several times, I've known people who have become naturalized American citizens because they immigrated to the country and they did it on the right way. And guess what? They love America. They learned all about America. They had to pass the citizenship test. And they, you know, so they get a grounding. That's how you build a nation. You don't simply have influxes of people who will never, as far as we could tell, ever be assimilated in a positive way. But if you're on the if you come in legally, you go through this process. Or if you want to become a citizen, you go through this process. That's how you build a nation that is from many one, e pluribus unum. That's the goal, and I think the far left knows it. They completely understand this. It's not like it's lost on them. Like, if only we could make them understand, you know, how to build the nation and how to have harmony and how to have a singular purpose and how to maintain our identities, and, you know, from the old country and the old ways and the traditional cultural significant details and so forth, all that can be encompassed within e pluribus unum and under the red, white, and blue. But the far left understands much better that you don't want any of that. What you want is division, balkanization, and you want everybody to be at each other's throats. That's what they call democracy. Okay, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We've got another great song. We'll also be talking with Denise Simon. Next segment. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This gets us going, doesn't it? I think so. Thursday edition. As we're rocking through the program, folks, racing through, rocketing through. And we're glad that you're there. And it's time now, again, here in hour number two of the broadcast. We got another great song lined up. Keep you going through the wee hours of the morning across America, across your radio dial. And, again, designed and engineered specifically, as I said, to keep you going and also to put a smile on your face and maybe just bring back some memories as well. And certainly I think this next song will, I think it was, at the time, it was such a real departure for Billy Joel at this time. And this goes back all the way back to 1980 when he released a record called Glass Houses. He had a lot of great hits on that record and a little bit, some different things. Different sounds, I think, that he hadn't really worked with before, you know, and it just a very, very different sounding album. And I think that was really kind of a cool watershed for Billy Joel. But at that time, you know, there was new wave coming up. There was punk. All these things were starting to sort of, you know, come into the music scene at the tail end of the 1970s and disco and this kind of stuff. And Billy Joel with his, I think, very wry sense of humor, came up with this song. And even today, I think it's very, very relevant. The attitude, the thought, just the whole basis of this song is still very, very cool. This is a song from Glass Houses, Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool funk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Rock and roll to me. And what I really liked about this when it came out, it was so open, and then you got that just raucous saxophone solo thing happening, and it's just very, very cool. And just a lot of the stuff Billy Joel was doing around starting into the 80s also, as I said, a lot of departures. 52nd Street was very cool in its own right. But then later on, he came out with The Nylon Curtain, which had Allentown on it as well. And some of my favorite Billy Joel songs are on that record, The Nylon Curtain, especially songs like Laura. These are songs that, pretty much their album cuts, of course. But, of course, Pressure was on there as well. And then also, you should check this out if you ever get the opportunity. Check out the song Goodnight Saigon, which is a tribute to the Vietnam vets, and especially at a time when that song came out. It was around 1982. And I remember on stage he would have, a lot of times he'd have Vietnam vets on stage, and they would sort of sing the rousing chorus of that song. And I've seen him in concert do this too, right? And so it's very powerful. And it... because he's a real student of history as well. Turns out, as you know, he wrote the other song, We Didn't Start the Fire. And boy, he just wrote a very, very powerful, powerful song in Goodnight Saigon. All right, well, folks, here in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And you want to head over there, check out all the great articles, check out all of the great materials that she has available for you over there. And we talk to her every morning, of course, right here at this time. And of course, if you're looking at some of the weather happening out there this morning, it's good to know we got some clear skies up in the Pacific Northwest, but we continue to see that snow all through the Denver area, It's all through central southern Wyoming and coming down through I-25, through Denver, through Fort Collins, down to Colorado Springs, south of there as well, almost as far as Trinidad at this point. So you definitely want to be careful. Lots and lots of rain in Nebraska, lots of rain in Iowa near Des Moines, and all in that area, just as we were seeing last hour. Also southeast Kansas, all through, looks like northern part of Illinois. Chicago's going to be involved in this as well. And then also central Michigan this morning, lots and lots of rain happening there. But all that snow we're seeing in south Wyoming, central Wyoming, and then down through I-25, that is going to give you a run for your money in that area, especially if you're heading out I-70 out of Denver. All right, well, it's time now to welcome Denise Simon. Hello, Denise, and welcome back to the program this morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, good morning, and I'll tell you, you know, it's been a day, again, of very interesting news developments. One of the things, of course, we'll talk about TikTok, but this judge in the Fannie Willis, trial, basically, against Trump, kicked out six of these charges, saying they could refile them, but basically they didn't have enough evidence to bring some of these charges against Trump. I think that was significant.
Well, I agree with that. And one thing that I'm kind of watching here is the case against Rudy Giuliani and the others that are, part of that, what she called RICO, racketeering. So I think it not just necessarily affects Trump, but the other, as they say, co-conspirators.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, a lot of this goes around the phone call, you know, the so-called perfect phone call. You know, I don't think that Trump was trying to tell this person in Georgia to conjure up 11,780 votes. I think what he meant was, you know, re-canvass all this, and if we find those numbers of votes, that will make the difference.
If elections, if ballots and counting and all of that was 100% legitimate across the country, you would never have to have that conversation.
Right.
But going into the election, we knew how the Democrats were playing with ballot harvesting and drop boxes and, you know, those other kinds of things. And so it was really kind of a legitimate question, I believe, on the part of Trump to say, yeah, go figure this out and see if, you know, with all this nonsense that's going on, that you can't find those, you know, 11,000 votes.
Indeed. But, of course, it's being played out like, you see,
yeah,
it's all fraud, and go get me those votes. And I don't know, Denise, sometimes I wonder, you know, especially when, like, in the middle of the night they find a bunch of votes. They stop the counting, and then they start, you know, bringing in votes that we never knew existed or something like that. Or
some places, I mean, they're still, you know, finding votes and allowing votes or ballots to be included weeks after the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Or putting up paper so you can't watch the counting. Stuff like that. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to open up the telephone lines for Denise at the bottom of next hour. But you'll hear your top of the hour news. Then we're going to come right back, Kyle Warren, with you. A lot more to do on this Thursday edition, hour number two in the books.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
extend your life with extend over.